hidden. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. How can we follow the ways of this fallen world and be alive to Christ? We cannot. If we are not God-centered in our thoughts and deeds, we must seriously consider our spiritual state. When a person is made alive in their souls and are born again into spiritual life, we become dead to this world. It has no further interest for us or hold over us. We are set free from its deadness and the cloying effects of sin which keep us in slavery. When we experience the life of God, this world and its attractions fade in their appeal to us, because we now have the liberty in Christ and the very power of God dwelling in our souls. If we have been enslaved by something in particular, the strength we now possess helps us to break free. God can release every chain, no matter how tightly bound we have been. Many testify to its power and overflows into all areas of our lives. Why would we risk losing that power or dampening down its potency on a day-to-day basis? It would be foolish to exchange the power of God for this world's tawdry and empty promises. So we have died to these things, and we are therefore now kept by that same power of God to overcome continually and persevere in our Christian lives right to the end. It is God who does this work in us, because it is his work and his will for our lives. He gives the motivation through the powerful working of the Holy Spirit, who keeps us going and fighting and being daily victorious. No one or no other power can take us away from the Lord. Our lives are hidden safely in the refuge of the rock of our souls, and we are no less safe than if we were already in heaven. Psalm 142, verse 4. Look on my right and see, for there is no one who is concerned for me. Refuge has fled from me. No one cares for my soul. Sometimes it can seem like this. Sometimes it is like this for certain people. We can find ourselves isolated so easily. But we remember we are never alone. The Lord cares for his people when all else fails. He will never leave us, even to the end. If we should find ourselves neglected, we are in a privileged position of being under God's especial care. We are precious to him, and his interest is in us is direct and personal, so that we are to always know he is in control and is actively caring for us. It is an experience not to be missed. God lifts up the downcast in a very special way and heals all our wounds. This is the way to peace and rest in the Lord. Beloved, do not be discouraged if all things fall away from you. You are precious and gathered into his especial care under the shadow of his wings. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 2 to 4. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, even mine. God, my rock, in him I will take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge. My Saviour, you save me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.